Seattle's $15 minimum wage law doesn't fully take effect until 2021, but a new report gives a glimpse of its impact so far. The city council was briefed Monday on the study done through the University of Washington. The survey shows most employers questioned plan to comply and raise their wages, but it showed 11 out of 100 businesses plan to withdraw from Seattle and/or contract out their work. Jenny Romick from UW's School of Social Work helped present those findings.
You know, this is what employers said they would do. When we asked whether they had specific locations in mind for those who did say they plan to leave the city, it seemed like it was kind of equally split between vague plans of I might want to relocate and some specific plans.
She says it's not yet clear how many have moved their work out of Seattle. The study also suggests the minimum wage increase hasn't made Seattle more expensive. Seattle's retail, gas, groceries, and rent costs have increased at the same rates as King County as a whole. The exception is restaurant prices. Those are going up faster in Seattle. The $15 an hour law will be phased in over several years. I'm Paige Browning, KUOW News.